Hello, I'm Donald Davidson, a servant, apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house. Want to welcome you to this broadcast. Want to bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Spread thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach to he that rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where's their God? Spread thy people, Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach he that rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Father, I want to praise you, bless you, worship your name. Thank you for setting up kings, governors, presidents. Thank God, judges, and making fools out of judges. Father, I want to praise you, bless your name. Thank you for Lisa. Thank you for John. Thank you for John's friend. Father, I want to thank you for every man, every woman, every person on this earth. Thank God. Father, I pray. Now bless your name. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for women. Father, I praise you. Now bless your name. Magnify your name. Praise God, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank you, Father. Working miracles, healings, gift of faith, word of knowledge, word of wisdom. Thank God. Discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. Father, I praise you. Now bless your name. Now worship you. Now praise the Father of spirits, the Father of lights, the God of all flesh, that nothing is too hard for you. Father, I thank you. And I praise your name. And I worship you. And I bless you. Give you praise and honor and glory. Praise God, amen. Father, praise your name. Bless your name. Praise God, amen. Praise God, amen. Praise God, amen. Father, I praise you. Now bless your name. Now worship. Give you praise and honor. Jesus' name. Amen. Whoso offereth praise glorifies God. God's people have little or no understanding of praise. All of them that I have seen in my lifetime go to church, and they think if you sing two or three songs, maybe one, first and last verse, something like that, sit down, listen to some dead sermon, that they've been to church. Not true. Not true at all. You just follow the lust of your own flesh when you went there. I remember back in 1971, I knew very little about praising God. Very little. And I was getting ready to move to Florida and didn't know it. And I lived in Missouri. Had been there for about a year, a little over. And owned a home, a house, here in McKinney. I need to sell that thing. And I knew little about praising and worshiping God. But I'd read where Abraham worshiped God, Isaac worshiped God, Jacob worshiped God. All those people that I read about that were called men of faith, worship God, praise God. They'd worship God. I'd been baptized in the Holy Spirit in July of 1970. And since I didn't like to pray, didn't know how to pray, I thought, well, praying in tongues is the way to do it. 1 Corinthians 14 says, I will pray with the Spirit I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I'll sing with understanding also. I thought, well, isn't this nice? This is a way that we're to live, just pray in tongues all the time. Just pray in tongues. But I was faced with a dilemma. Abraham didn't speak in tongues. Isaac didn't speak in tongues. Jacob didn't speak in tongues. Daniel didn't speak in tongues. None of them spoke in tongues. And I thought, how'd they get along? How could they ever get along? Solomon didn't speak in tongues. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, didn't speak in tongues. I thought, how'd these people ever go serve God if they didn't speak in tongues? Jesus didn't speak in tongues. I heard Charles Simpson once say, the Bible doesn't say Jesus spoke in tongues, but he believed he did. I thought, well, go ahead, Charles, and write the Bible. Write what you think. That's the problem with all of you. You have opinions. And you despise for me to mention your favorite preacher's name in the light of darkness, ignorance. But this is God in me. It is not me speaking. You don't like that, you don't understand that. But back in 1971, pardon me, I needed to sell my house. I didn't know if God was a businessman or not. But I'd been around some full gospel businessmen, and they all said God was a businessman. So I got my Bible about 3 in the morning, and when it laid down on the carpet, and opened it to Psalm 100. And I started looking at Psalm 100. It says that you enter into God's presence with singing. With singing. I said, strange, isn't it? Into His presence with singing. And then it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. And I really at that time didn't have the spiritual sense to think where the church was at. But I'll talk about that in a moment. I was told Basil and Terry, I said, I don't have a thing to say. I don't have a thing to say. Terrible when you feel this way, but I didn't even bring the Bible. Oh, it's back here. I'm sure if I asked one of them, they'd hand it to me. But I probably won't ask them. But anyway, I just started thanking God. Wasn't singing, so I started thanking Him. And I thanked Him for 20, 25, 30 minutes. And I said, now I know I've entered your gates. Did you know how I knew that? God was speaking. Wasn't me. And I entered into the gates with faith, through faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Thus come to God, believing that He is God and He's a rewarder them that diligently seek Him. Psalm 22:26 says, you're going to seek Him, you're going to have to praise Him. If you're going to seek Him, you're going to have to praise Him. Well, you know, I always was a good reader and could follow instructions pretty well, especially if I wanted success. If I were going to build a house, I'd certainly want a blueprint, or I might just end up with a whole bunch of boards, bricks, or something piled up and wonder what it was, unless I had a blueprint in my head. So the Bible was simple for me to accept, not believe, to accept. So I was in God's gates, and I told Him so. I said, now, I'm going to praise You. I'm going to praise You and I'm going to come into your courts. So I went in to the courts after about 30 minutes, whatever it was, and praising God. Now I'd been thanking him, and I knew I did it through his gates, and now praising him, I knew that I was into his courts. I said, now they tell me that you're a businessman. I personally don't know, but they tell me you are. So I accepted the fact what the Full Gospel businessmen said, although now I see they didn't know what they were talking about. But anyway, they didn't. They knew nothing. More of those people that talked about God being a businessman went broke than I could imagine. They knew nothing about God. So anyway, I said to God, they tell me you're a businessman. I have a house. It's sitting there empty. It's been empty now for a year. I leased it for 6 months, and I thought, you know, this is not this is not faith. Move them out, well, at the end of 6 months. Don't renew the lease. There wasn't a bit of furniture in it. None. I meant business. I wanted to sell that house. But God wanted it done through faith. So I said, here I am, sitting there with a house empty, paying taxes, insurance, and a mortgage payment. And they tell me you're a businessman, and you know that can't be good business. It cannot be. That's a waste of money. A waste of money. And it wasn't an idol in my heart. It was idle in there, okay. But you didn't spell it like an idol. And my heart was idle. It was empty. It had not believed. I didn't know what believing meant. Anyway, I said, well, I thank you for selling my house. Got up, went to bed, 9 o'clock. Ellis Melton called me, the realtor in McKinney. He said, Doc, I just sold your house. I said, really? Yeah. I thought, how great this is. This is it. It's the only way you do it. Thank God. Praise him. Get on your face, whatever. You know, that could help sometimes. Humble yourself. I thought, I've got the formula. Well, as a matter of fact, I did have. Do you know what? Unless a man is minding the things of the Spirit, it's death. You mind the things of the Spirit, it's life and peace. Anyway, God taught me that day something about worship and praise and success. Obedience to the Father. So people send me email. They call me. They write me letters. They condemn me. They criticize me for obeying God. If that's not the darndest thing I've ever seen, I obey God and it makes them mad. Can you imagine? I obey God and I'm successful and it makes them mad. They say, you're of the devil. That spirit you walk in is witchcraft. I don't know what to do to please these people. So I quit trying. I just please the Father. So right now, if you don't mind, if you just join me, we're going to worship and praise the God of the whole universe. How's that? Amen. Are we ready? Is everybody awake? Let's go.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day. This is the day, this is
I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. And Jesus is the way, Jesus is the way.
I will sing, I will listen to the Lord. I will sing, I will dance, I will rejoice.
Apparently, this is a day of instruction. The Spirit of God wants to explain something to y'all. These ladies that you see dancing, walking in faith, it takes faith to dance and praise God. Faith is of the heart, faith is of the spirit. And you have to have faith to do this. And when they're dancing before the Lord. They're also warring. A great warfare, pushing back principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness. Those of you that are walking in faith, walking around here in faith, you're doing the same thing. That's what I'm doing here. That's what Basil and Terry are doing here. All of the rest of the musicians. War and a good warfare. Fighting, the fight of faith. Now let me tell you, the hour is coming when the Spirit of God will start working miracles in here like you have never seen. He has to. He has to. This is His promise. That's why I do what I do. Instructing some people in righteousness, in faith, perfecting their faith that is lacking in their heart. And there are a few people that have been with me for many years, and they're beginning to learn to live in faith, to walk in faith, to worship God in faith, to praise Him in faith, to dance on the piano with a trumpet, timbrels. This is what it's about. We're not here to show you some new way. We're here to show you the way. This is what God said. To enter to His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. And when you get in His presence, He'll do what He wants to do. When you're walking in faith, then God can work. He can work in places of faith. So let's worship God. Maybe I won't be back up here.
The land of the world to the sea. Oh, the giants there, they are waiting there. Our God has given us a victory. We are able to go up from day to day to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. Oh, the giants there, they are waiting there. Our God has given us a victory. We are able to go up and protect country, to protect the land from Jordan to the sea. For the giants may be there, our God has given us a victory. We are able to go up and protect country, to protect the land from Jordan to the sea. For the giants may be there, our God has given us a victory.
Who only
know the greatest healings, miracles that ever happened when there was a man named Jesus Christ came to this earth born of a woman under the law. And when he was about 30 years old, he started preaching this gospel. When he was about 33 and a half, they envied him, they hated him, they put him on a cross, they crucified him, they murdered him. They murdered the man. That's what they did to him. They did it because they thought they were doing God a service. If you read Psalm 22, and I recommend you do, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, you'll see in Psalm 22 that while Jesus was in hell, cut off from the Father, made sin for us with our sins. His soul was a sin offering. 3 days in hell, he preached to the just and the unjust the gospel. Not the law, the gospel. For 3 days in hell, where the fire is not quenched, the worm dieth not, where all wicked men will reside until hell is put into the pit. During those 3 days, in those various places in hell, the heart of the earth, he praised God. He preached the gospel and he praised God. He preached the gospel and he praised God. He knew at the end of 3 days, God would raise him up. Every bone in his body was out of joint. All the sickness of the world was on the body of Jesus. His soul, his body, made sin offerings and offerings for sickness. In the 3 days, he kept praising and worshiping God. You know what happened? God raised him up. When he came out of hell, went back into his body, that body had to be healed of every sickness and every disease, all of them. It had to be healed. Every bone had to be put back in joint. Every sickness had to be healed. If you want to know why I praise God, I just told you. If you don't, I feel sorry for you. There's the greatest healing, a mass healings that ever took place or ever will. When he raised Jesus from the dead, healed us too. We'll do what he did while he was in hell, walk around here leaping and praising God. You can expect to be healed. Hopefully I can sit down now. Let's worship God.
Amen.
I
Yeah.